You know what we're doing? It's really just... I mean, if you think about it... literally have to escape from the city. Yeah, we went in to do the show today, and then that's it. And now that's it. Bank seems like that seems like that would be bad. Seems like that'd be a bad place, a bank.
Thank you.
got a hot hand. Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog died for your sins. Like a good tape. I was hoping this would just keep playing all the different covers of Escape from the City and not get into other stuff, but, you know. It's Spotify. You never get what you want. Real, just can't keep you with your deep. God damn it. So much for my hot hand. I crapped out.
Similar in breeding habits as well as in mating call is a western green toad, Bufo debilis insidior.
What is this? There's a Prius right here, and it has no markings on it or anything. Just an unassuming dude driving this Prius. But then on the back, it just says "Drivers Wanted" and has a phone number. Like, for what? What are you driving? What are you doing? Emote. I thought maybe someone had written a rap over this Fortnite dance music. But no, it's just a 3-minute loop of this. Very inactive musician right there. Skater Boy rocking on MTV. Ultimate Queen Tones is the name of this album. Shout out to Mr. DC.
Oh, guys. Say, Mr. Rice, it's simply amazing how many different kinds of animals there are on this continent.
Well, yes, Gary. In fact, you just did a song about that.
Yes, that's right. But I think my favorite is the bear, you know. Yes, especially those cuddly little black bears.
I know, they are cute, aren't they? But I wouldn't want to be chased by a mama bear right now.
No, me neither.
No.
I was talking to a baby bear the other day.
Yes, right. You expect me to believe you can talk to animals? Who do you think you are, Dr. Gary Doolittle?
I'll have you know I do quite a lot.
No, I don't mean you don't do a lot when I say Doolittle, but you could clean your shoes.
Oh, I must have stepped into something.
No, I mean like Dr. Doolittle in the movie. You remember he talked to animals?
Oh, yes, now I remember. But yes, there's a lot of research been done and books been written on it.
What the fuck is... Really?
Yes, the animals sort of send pictures into your head of what they want to communicate.
Is that right?
Yes, so when I was here in the forest the other day, I saw this little black bear and he started to tell me about himself. And so I made what he said to me into a little poem.
A poem? Really? Well, what are you waiting for? Let's hear it.
Oh, all right. But let's have a little music to set the mood, shall we?
Music? What's wrong with the music playing now?
I like something a little more bearable. Something like this. Yes, that's better.
What?
Yes, much better.
Was this kind of the same stuff?
I'm a little bear. Can you see me? People say I'm cute. Do you agree? Everything about me makes me a bear, from my sweet bear breath to my fuzzy wuzzy hair. I've got a bear nose and a big bear mouth. I've got bear ears and shiny bear teeth.
Tell me about
you can see my
your big
bear arms,
bear
bear
mouth.
Hands and chest, my big bear belly, cause I don't wear a vest. See my strong bear thighs and my knees and feet. I could dance to some music, oh, I'm so sweet. You have to admit that I am one of a kind. But did I show you my bear behind?
Bear behind.
Wow.
That was funny, Gary.
There are other kinds of bears on this continent, too, you know.
Yes, I know. The polar bear is the largest, up to 12 feet tall.
Yes. Then there's the brown bear, known as the grizzly.
Oh, and the Kodiak brown bear, too.
Yes. And then my favorite, the black bear.
Actually, I thought you were going to throw up all over me. Are you okay?
Really, Mr. Hyde? I thought it was quite good. But why don't you try to make a sound like a bear?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mr. Hyde, that was very realistic. How did you do that?
That wasn't me, Gary.
No? Then what was it?
I don't know, but I think we'd better get out of here quick.
I'm getting that picture quite clearly.
Thank you. was the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for snores, but man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick ride that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. He parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, so Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down cup, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig. Well, and have a cool Yule, man. And later, like Dick.
Call me John D, hoping you would. I'm the one fall. A lot of hoes give me their numbers, but I never call. A real OG, look at VIP and see a nigga ball. Then after we hit the club, baby, I'ma hit them draws. Yeah, I'ma break you off. And that's all. Every freak should have a picture.
Yeah, I can see the Golden Gate Bridge from here. It sucks. Yeah, I should have taken the Bay Bridge. It was early enough. I leave before the rare days when I can somehow have to get out of there before 3:30. There's a really easy turn onto the Bay Bridge I can take. Day cost me a minimum of 30 minutes. Yeah, I mean, if I, you know, if I could be running time warpers here in the car.
And we're going to talk about zebras. I think zebras are really cool. I think their name is really unique, and the way they look is really unique.
Sure, I can
agree. Do you know what the word unique means?
No.
Unique means that it doesn't look or sound or act like other things. It's unique. It's very special on its own.
Word.
Zebras are herbivores. Herbivores are animals that eat plants. Zebras are also ungulates.
What?
Ungulates are hoofed animals.
Oh, okay.
They are part of the horse family. Zebras have excellent eyesight.
Patriarch of the horse family.
Zebras have V-shaped stripe patterns. They can be almost 5 feet tall and weigh as much as 700 pounds.
Whoa.
Mountain zebras have narrow stripes in the front, and the stripes get wider as they go to the back. Mountain zebras are endangered, and that means that there's not that many left of them. Mountain zebras are good rock climbers. That's how they escape some of their prey.
Okay.
A baby zebra can run 1 hour after they are born.
Wow.
Like a human's fingerprints, no two zebras have the exact same stripes. A male zebra is called a stallion. A female zebra is called a mare. And a baby zebra is called a calf or a foal.
So like a horse then.
Zebras eat mostly grasses, but sometimes they'll eat shrubs, herbs, twigs, and leaves. Well, I learned a lot about zebras today. I hope you had fun. This is Chippy. See you next time.
There's my Chippy.
Yo, listen up, here's a story. And day and all night, everything he sees is just blue like him. Inside and outside, through his house, feel the blue. Little window, the blue Corvette. And everything for him is blue. And himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
All right, horse riders.
Boyfriend's a dick, and he brings a gun to school, and he simply can't
fuck this.
Run like a bomb threat. I bet, or better yet, make you sweat. Getting hotter than the sun gets. Straight back is the flame that pops from here to Tibet. I break all rules with my action. That the Maxons, the MCs stop relaxing. This brand new sheriff that's intact, getting down, leaving bodies buried in the ground. I set up rhymes for a decoy down for bad boy. Watch the MC not destroy. And here comes the brand new flavor.
Keep that out, keep all of that out of my ear. Stay away from, not kick anything into my ear, you sicko.
Boy Ben, man, what's with this family-friendly Minecraft stuff, man? I thought you were edgy, man. I hate you. You just posted cringe. You just posted cringe. That meme wasn't edgy, so that means you posted cringe. You just posted cringe. You just posted cringe. That meme wasn't edgy, so you just posted cringe. I just posted cringe. I just posted cringe. I just lost subscriber because I just posted cringe. I just posted cringe. I just posted cringe. I just posted cringe. So I guess that I am cringe. You just posted cringe. You just posted cringe. That meme wasn't edgy, so that means you posted cringe. You just posted cringe. You just posted cringe. That meme wasn't edgy, so that means you posted cringe. You just posted cringe. You just cringe. You just posted cringe.
I think this was also a Bad Boy release.
You just posted cringe. You just posted cringe. That means you will lose subscriber. Yeah, you will lose subscriber.
Def Snadman is like my favorite ECW original. Long time video game journalist, Def Snadman.
Who are out there, because they're the most like us, because that's all we do is bang around on the fucking interstate and go to some little shithole, pick up somebody, and you know, go. That's what they do. They get better looking women, of course, because you know they're making more money. But and how do you do trucker? Do nobody know a trucker? Does anybody know a trucker? See, and it's a hot chick. That's what I'm saying. The truckers get it all because they are macho, machismo cowboys of the open fucking road and shit. And we're just professional buffoons, you know? We just fucking write dick jokes. That's what we do. Because that's all you can do is talk about what you're into. And that's what we're riding around in a...
You want to get drunk?
That was that whole track. I didn't skip it.
Me too.
All right, Mr. Wetface in the house.
Turn up and lit. If you want to drink liquor because you don't burn blunts or spliffs, and you don't always have bourbon to turn up and drink, we're gonna get drunk until we're fucking sick. I've got an associate recording arts. I got a science degree, and I'm gonna use rap and science to show you how to make a Long Island iced
get ahead of yourself and act like a greedy bitch. I know you want to get drunk. Me too. We need some ingredients.
Okay.
Four parts liquor. The first one's vodka. I chose Tito's. Grab a jigger. For the amount of liquor, all shots are equal. Next, get some tequila. I always go with Patron. And if I have too much, I'm getting an Uber. And I'm fucking going home. Next up is gin. All they had was New Amsterdam. But be careful if you drink too many of these. You might wake up next to a homeless loot in the trash can. Sweet means more. That, you just need some Bacardi. Triple seconds, some soda. I use Pepsi because fuck Coca-Cola.
Getting on the Golden Gate Bridge next to this van here from a business called American Leak Detection, which is the name of my new band.
I'm
is CanCon, since every aspect of the production other than Randy Savage's voice is Canadian. Some respect and some well wishes from everyone here in the car to Scott Steiner, who was, I believe, hospitalized last week. We wish him a speedy recovery.
That was your old Drew with Gotta Kill a Cop, a song with a message. Everyone's gonna be humming that at work tomorrow because nobody works today.
the mother is the reason why people hate you. They are sick of looking at your nappy weed sack. Nobody wants to look at you with that mother on your head. Why don't you cut that mother, you numbskull?
He never falls and he never slips. The rooftop king is known as Hella Roofer. Hella Roofer. Hella Roofer. Hella Roofer. Hella Roofer.
This is Kiefer Sutherland.
See, the time is going back, towers didn't last. Living in the past, got revolvers going blast. Gliding like a horse, shooting no remorse. Winning's always easy, go and tally up my score now. Tipped towers ain't got nothing. Towers ain't got nothing. Tipped towers ain't got nothing. Towers ain't got nothing. No building, no building. Like a movie, suited up and looting, picking up a boogie, shoot at for the victory. Tinted towers ain't got no.
Human here on Radio Free Vermont's All Panthers All Day Day, our tribute to censors and the FCC who are trying to shut us down because, well, because they're only human too, according to published reports. And the Panthers are only human, just like Henry Kissinger, of whom we inquired, are you now or were you ever a war criminal or a terrorist?
You know, this is a highly inappropriate question. I was Secretary of State. I conducted major negotiations. I'm not a criminal.
We'll have more of that interview later and lots of other stuff. On the Prisoner of War beat, we'll hear from some of those combatants who are being held against their will, without lawyers and without appeal. In Guantanamo? No, no. in the reserves in the National Guard.
Boom!
Did you know that some people call it Gulag Guantanamo, while others prefer Guantanamo Auschwitz? In Washington, we'll hear critics complain that the all-volunteer military now mostly consists of undereducated blacks, Hispanics, and white trash. While the Pentagon responds, that's called a professional army. In book news, we'll take a sneak peek at that new autobiography by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, titled Black Like No One I Ever Knew. On the protest front, we'll explore the controversy sparked by the new anti-war slogan, Nobody Died on Monica's Blue Dress, as right-to-lifers struggle with the dilemma of protecting innocent sperm without defending the right to more Clinton children. My 10-year-old heard this riddle. Why does the president wear a necktie covered with green leaves? So his head doesn't come off. And I thought it was for his environmental program, No Forest Left Behind. Well, if you think killing trees is less dishonorable than killing Jews, that would be one more way in which Bush is not like Hitler.
What?
As the Republican National Committee keeps telling us. That's why it's our contest of the week, and here are some of your entries. People who compare Bush to Hitler just don't get it. Bush never wrote a book. Bush isn't like Hitler. Hitler was a terrific public speaker. Here's another difference. Hitler pretty much had the support of his whole country.
Gentlemen, songsters, all on a spree down from here.
What's it? Help.
slippery. Hard to get and likes to play tough, cause she knows I'm on the funky stuff. When I spoke, she wouldn't even speak. So she saw me in the Benz that week. Took her to the movies and bought her a treat. Went to my house and made the bed squeak. Yeah, that Judy put up a fight, but I run with the ex cause I rolled that night. Just when things start to feel good, we roll a little fast and we broke the wood. My dad got up cause he heard some knocking. Thought it was a crook, me and Judy was rocking. Came to my room, opened up the door. Sorry, what you doing? Play tic-tac-toe. X and O. It's like yes and no.
You've probably never heard of me. Brock Baker's my name. People stopped watching me years ago, and all my impressions sound the same. If you screened my videos in a theater, everyone would be booing. I'm so desperate for views, I'm doing what everyone else is doing. A roast myself challenge, it sounds pretty awesome. I'll hop on this bandwagon quicker than Chidasen. But no, let me stop there, this is a roast about myself. I'm 30 years old and I have toys on my shelf. Been on YouTube for 10 years, got nothing to show for it. Next time I'm on a bridge, I should just fucking go for it. I'm talking about jumping off a bridge. But not really, that's an exaggeration. A bad joke. I'm full of those. Roast myself. I do this pretty much in all my videos anyway. Roast myself. Till I was in my 20s, my dad thought I was gay. Roast myself. I'm not, but this music hall style isn't helping my case. I wish I had better teeth and a handsomer face. Transition. I'm in my kitchen making a bitchin' dish for myself and no one else, cause I'm perpetually single. I barely even mingle. Last time I had sex was with a can of Pringles. This roast is too hot, someone turn down the burner. I'm the most hated Brock, even more so than Turner. I'm old, I'm used up, I peaked years ago. My rhymes suck, I'm fucked, I have terrible flow. I was only popular off other people's success. When asked if I wanted easy views, I answered with a fuck yes. Now my view count is in a downward spiral. No one talks to me unless I'm going super viral. But that one doesn't matter in the YouTube game. You need to be huge for that internet fame. It's a popularity contest that I just can't win. I need tall hair and jump cuts just to fit in. Collab with a bigger YouTuber, that'll get me views.
Perfect. I'll pass. I'm better than you.
Opportunities like that are becoming more of a rarity.
I only put Brock in my stuff because I like giving to charity.
Another option is to pander. That puts me into a depression.
So tune in next week for my other watch impressions.
Huh. It's actually not a bad idea. But what if I suck at those voices? Yeah, that never stopped me before.
Roast myself. I'm so full of self-loathing, this has been easy. Roast myself. Hearing myself sing makes me queasy. Roast myself. Hey, remember when I used to be funny? Yeah, neither do I. Often ask myself, what am I doing with my life? By the time I reach 30, thought I'd at least have a wife living in a nice house with that voiceover cash. But dreams like that just don't happen in a flash.
I'm a somewhat short person. If a very tall person, like an NBA player, was choking his football sword out, I'd perform an ass-lick maneuver. Ass-lick maneuver.
About eating ass.
Kick them in the nuts, and when they are on their knees, I would kick them in the nuts. But
hard times are being blamed for more than economic problems.
Solo.
might be the worst. This might be the actual worst thing. How could you forget I'm the undere that's ever been on this playlist? Oh girl, I cannot help but stare. I even keep his locks of hair. It tastes yummy in my school lunch sandwich. Jelly filled are my favorite. I notice everything you do. I know his fave color is blue. Oh my, one more shindig to Jolene Chan. I always watch him as he sleeps to protect him from unwanted creeps. My ringtone is a soft breathing Jolene.
We want the pussy.
All right. The last ride for a bit here. But, we're gonna, we'll be live at 11. I think that's the plan. You know, maybe if I have some time before that, maybe, get some music in. But, we're live in the morning, and live all day, I guess. And we'll see how it all goes. I don't know how long. I don't know how long it'll be like that. I don't know. Stay safe out there, friends. I'll see you in the morning.